when such a guest commits the logical misstep of a blind appeal to scholarship, such as Dr. Ehrman's frequent mantra of, "Most scholars agree," I would love to hear their answer to this question. Since the methodology of higher criticism has been abandoned as flawed and inaccurate by nearly every other scholarly discipline, why should we trust the conclusions of biblical scholars who continue to use this methodology? I trust that Todd would be able to phrase the question in a manner that doesn't sound too snarky or rude, and that doesn't move the interview into a debate mode. But the question is valid. If this methodology has been discredited for Homer, or Caesar, or Ugaritic texts, or any other modern or classical literature, why does it remain credible for biblical literature? A scholar waxing apologetic about his conclusions should be able to give apology for his methods as well. If you have bad methodology, you usually have a bad outcome.